In a year when Democrats hope to retake control of the New York State Senate for the first time in a decade, there are a few key races in the Hudson Valley. One is for the 40th district seat, where Republican incumbent Terrence Murphy faces Democrat Pete Harcum. Last week, we spoke with Harcum. Today, I caught up with Murphy, who is seeking a third term. Murphy says his bid for re-election this year is like no other.
The divisiveness, it's you can say and do whatever you want, and there's no ramifications to anything. People are too far to the right, too far to the left. I'm trying to use common sense like I've always used for the past 4 years and represent the people that, when they call my office, I don't ask them if they're a Democrat or a Republican. I ask them what the problem is and how we can solve the problem. So, I haven't seen anything like this. My opponent, he's basically his entire campaign has been Trump Murphy to the point where, he's even bought hundreds of signs to put out paid for by Peter Harcum of it says Trump and it says Murphy underneath it with a circle through it and a line through it of what a, such bad people we are. I mean, it's bizarre. It's bizarre. I've never seen anything like this.
As for his connection with President Trump,
I've met the guy twice, once as a candidate and twice as a candidate and was able to, take a picture with him and have him sign a little thing to my daughter, Michaela. So he travels around and shows a picture of Trump and Murphy like he's had on all of his stuff and whatever. You know what I mean? I run on my record and I think we've done a good job between tackling the heroin epidemic and taking care of our veterans and taking care of our first responders and making sure we can make New York an affordable place for not only just our seniors, but for all of us.
Following the deadly February school shooting in Parkland, Florida, Murphy introduced legislation that would include mass shootings within the definition of terrorism. The bill clarifies that a school, house of worship, or business could be considered a civilian population when targeted by a terrorist. The bill did not have support among his Democratic colleagues, and Murphy says it deserves reconsideration after October's Pittsburgh synagogue shooting.
Anybody who wants to shoot a gun within 500 feet of a church, a synagogue, a place that houses children, any type of school, automatically gets charged with as being a domestic violent act. And what that does, it actually takes the charges that are going to be brought against the person at a higher level. And there's got to be consequences to some of these actions.
He says the bill had another layer addressing the state's fusion center.
The FBI doesn't talk to the state. The state doesn't talk to the county. The county doesn't talk to the local municipalities. And so we've tried to put that all within the fusion center, but we added another layer, having the school districts being able to access the fusion center so they can put people in there that might be a red flag firm. And, we didn't even get to that part of the bill because it was just so divisive of you want to increase penalties for someone. And I'm like, you just killed five people. As far as I'm concerned, there should be, you should be locked away.
On education funding, it's been a blame game. Murphy says districts like his need cost analyses to ensure funding is fair.
It was called the RCI. It's called the Regional Cost Index. That is a bill that I authored, and actually the governor just signed it about four weeks ago, to do a cost analysis for the 40th Senate District to make sure that we are getting our fair share, because we are not. And that was all done by when this New York State had a one-party control by the Democrats. They had $14 billion deficit and 127 new taxes in 18 months. And so we paid all that back, but we have not gotten to our fair share of the foundation aid. We should be on par with people out in Long Island, which we are not, because they pull us up to Ulster County and Sullivan County when they do the analysis for the foundation aid. So I want our fair share. Governor just signed my bill, about 3.5-4 weeks ago.
Murphy says if he wins re-election but the Senate becomes controlled by the Democrats, the Yorktown resident will continue working across the aisle.
It doesn't make a difference if you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or Conservative. Just get the job done. So if that means, taking a punch on the chin once in a while in order to get something done from your own conference, I've done it before. I told my leadership that I would not vote on this year's budget because of Indian Point. And there was nothing in there for Indian Point. I asked for two things. I said the Workers Protection Act to protect the 1,180 workers up there. And I said, money, let's put money aside. We know there's going to be a big problem there. And for some strange reason, within 12 hours, they came up with $24 million to put in the cessation fund for Indian Point.
The Buchanan-based Indian Point nuclear power plant in Murphy's district is slated to close by 2021. The cessation fund, though, was not entirely for Indian Point, but for such entities across the state. Murphy says if he is reelected after such a heated race, he will continue endeavoring to make New York business-friendly amid other issues.
Battling the heroin epidemic has been a massive thing. I've seen too many young kids. I sat on the task force for the past 2.5 years for New York State. So the divisiveness has got to stop. The civility of it has got to, the recourse of it is people have got to, you know, be a little kinder to one another. And remember one thing, we're all Americans. We are all their community, one happy community. We can philosophically disagree with one another, but we can't lose respect for one another. And, you know, that's where what needs to come back.
Murphy says much needs to be done to accomplish ethics reform and stem corruption in Albany.
Term limits. Bring back the Moreland Commission. I co-sponsored and signed on. Anybody who's found guilty of a felony loses their pension. There's got to be ramifications for actions that are taken. Term limits is a huge thing for me. I would say take my term. I always use myself as an example. Make it a 4-year term and do 2 terms and you're out. Thank you for your public service, because that's what people are forgetting. It is public service. This should not be a career for anybody. Our forefounding fathers of the United States, they volunteered, and then they went back to the real world. That's exactly what's wrong with Albany, is you have professional politicians. They've been up there for 20 years. You should be institutionalized if you're there for 20 years.
The 40th Senate District includes portions of Dutchess, Putnam, and northern Westchester counties. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.